From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. The world's most successful research submarine, Alvin, has completed over 5,000 dives in its 60-year career. Its first mission, in 1966, was to search for and find a hydrogen bomb that had fallen into the deep ocean. 2 years later, cables snapped while Alvin was being lifted aboard its tender ship, and it sunk to the bottom of the Atlantic, where the sub itself had to be retrieved. It has been rebuilt several times since, each time making it more robust for deeper diving. In the 70s and 80s, Alvin was the first to explore hydrothermal vents. Scientists expected them to be devoid of life, but were shocked to discover communities of shrimp, mollusks, and giant tube worms supported by symbiotic bacteria. In 1986, Alvin visited the Titanic. In 2014, it searched for seafloor damage beneath the Deepwater Horizon accident. In fact, half of all deep-sea research missions have been aboard Alvin. Every few years, the sub is completely disassembled, so its parts can be inspected for cracks and wear. Several subs were built along with Alvin, and several more since, but Alvin has outlasted them all. It's now the Navy's only sub that can transport researchers deeper than 20,000 feet. It will spend its 60th birthday doing what it does best, exploring the bottom of the Gulf of Alaska. I'm sure the scientists aboard will make time to celebrate this timeless little sub. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.